Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Super Attractor by Gabrielle Bernstein. Sophie, what changed for you after reading this one?
Hey there, Sam. I realized I've been forcing everything in my life. The book says the universe responds to what we are, not what we want. So, alignment beats effort.
That sounds nice, but is it practical? I'm naturally skeptical.
She grounds it in energy. If you vibrate with anxiety about money, you attract more money anxiety. The fix is to shift your frequency.
So if I'm desperate for love, I push it away. That's uncomfortable to hear.
Yes, but you can change it. You release the resistance instead of forcing positivity.
So you acknowledge the fear, feel it, and let it go. That's simple.
Exactly. And her main practice for this is meditation. A few quiet minutes a day helps you hear your inner guide.
I tried it and only heard a grocery list.
That's normal. The inner guide is quiet. You're creating space. Over time, you catch the nudges.
I did get a solution to a stuck problem after a few mornings. No forcing.
That's the inspired nudge. And gratitude works in a similar way. Real gratitude, felt in the body, raises your vibration.
So it's like tuning a radio to a clearer station.
Yes, like being grateful for the taste of your coffee. That's more than a list.
And that feeling becomes magnetic. You attract more to appreciate.
It's an upward spiral. She also talks about asking for help. That's hard for many of us.
She says it's a sign of strength. You open yourself to receive from something wiser.
You can ask for a parking spot or for clarity. The key is to ask with openness, then release.
I asked for clarity and let it go. A friend called 2 days later with the answer.
That's surrender. Surrender isn't giving up. It's releasing the attachment to the outcome.
But we can't just do nothing, right?
No, inspired action matters.
It feels light and joyful. Forced action feels heavy. When you're aligned, you just know.
I've started asking myself if an action is inspired or just busy work.
Good. Forgiveness also clears the blocks. Holding a grudge weighs you down.
So forgiving someone is really for me. That makes sense.
The book is full of stories, like the student who manifested a dream job after years of feeling stuck.
That gives me hope. It's not just theory.
It's a daily practice. You'll fall off. Just choose again.
No perfection needed. Just keep coming back.
And trust the timing. The universe knows when you're ready.
So the real shift is from effort to alignment.
Yes. A super attractor is like a flower blooming. You don't chase bees. You just bloom.
That's a beautiful image. It feels like coming home.
And pleasure is part of it. Joy raises your frequency. Prioritizing fun is spiritual.
So taking a walk can be practice. That's a relief.
And community matters. Find people who support your alignment.
I need to find my people. That's a great reminder.
It makes the journey lighter. So, what's your main takeaway?
My takeaway is to stop pushing and start aligning. That's the shift that changes everything.
Honestly, that's the heart of it. And if you want to keep exploring, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. The point is you are already whole and worthy. You just have to get still enough to receive it. We'll see you in the next one.